until I feel the pages. Still there. Still hidden. My heartbeat evens out, and I'm able to talk to Mom in my regular voice. "Sorry," I say. "I was reading." I pat the book next to me on the pillow. It's some corny book about middle school popular crowds and crushes, and I'd never read it. But Mom bought it for me at the school book fair, so I keep it there on my pillow to distract from what I really read at night. "It's okay, honey," Mom says. "But now you should turn your light off. You get better rest that way." "Okay," I say. Mom can't turn my light off because my bed is lofted, and she's standing on the ladder leading up to it. The reading light is above my head, attached to the other side of my bed. The lofted bed was the perfect solution when I started to get homework and wanted a desk in my tiny room. My desk and my chair and Mr. Jojo's tank fit perfectly beneath my bed, and there's still enough room by the window for Zombie and Marshmallow's aquarium. But it does make it difficult to get in and out of bed in the middle of the night. "Turn it off, okay, honey?" Mom says. She sounds tired. Her eyes are red. She pushes her bangs off her forehead like she has a headache, which she does. She always does, because she cries. She always cries. I make her cry. She thinks I don't know because she waits until I'm in this lofted bed to start crying, but I hear her while I read my list. I hand Mom the book, which is how I pretend I'm going to turn the light off when she leaves the room. But luckily, Mom never comes back to check if I actually turn it off. "Will you tuck me tighter?" I wait until she's off the ladder to ask her, so that I don't have to see the way the etches in her tired face get deeper when she hears the question. "Oh, Gwendolyn, really? It's almost midnight." I make her so tired. "It helps me sleep," I say. I don't know how anyone sleeps the way people in movies and TV, and my mom, always seem to sleep. Like, the blankets are resting on top of them and could slide in any direction at any minute. Usually it takes longer to convince her, but Mom must realize she never gets away without tucking me in tighter because she climbs up the ladder again and reaches to the bottom of my mattress, pulling my sheets and blankets snug around my feet. She does the same with the top and folds it so the sheet is exactly under my chin. I can still wiggle my toes a little, though. "Tighter," I say. Mom sighs, but does it. Then she kisses my forehead, and I try not to wince at the way her bangs brush the bridge of my nose. As soon as she leaves the room, I pull my hand out from under the blankets and spread the pages in front of my face. I leave my light on. I hear Mr. Jojo running around in his cage beneath me. I love having a hamster. I love that someone is awake with me when I read this list in the middle of the night. The pages are delicate because I shuffle through them constantly and I carry them with me everywhere, every day. I have to. Reminding myself is the only way I'll ever get better. Tonight, the papers are warm and guilty from being under my blankets. I have to sneak them because even though it was about me, I was never supposed to read that old IEP educational assessment report when the school mailed it home. But I did read it. Then I wrote a list. Now I have a list. And now I need the list. Even though it's wrong and bad, like everything else I do and everything else I need. I wiggle to my side, careful not to let the blanket loosen too much, and start over from the top, reading until my eyes get heavy. 54 things wrong with Gwendolyn Rogers. 1. Too demanding. 2. Picky eater. 3. Attention seeking. 4. Lazy. 5. Will only do what she wants to do. 6. Socially inept. My eyes close. I'll start again at number 7 tomorrow night. The next day, it's a regular normal day, and we're on the way to school, and Mom is talking. The mornings are always the best, because I haven't had a chance to mess anything up yet. My list is folded up super tiny and tucked inside my shoe, as always. I try to focus on the way it's poking into the arch of my foot. Sometimes...